Welcome to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, joined by Dr. Ford Vox, our medical analyst. And Dr. Vox, New York City's transit agency announced this week that it is the first such authority to offer sleep apnea screening to all of its train engineers, subway operators, and bus drivers. And that's after a major accident 4 years ago where a train engineer with undiagnosed sleep apnea fell asleep on the job.
Four people died in that accident, Jim. New York has a strong and positive reputation for introducing trend-setting public health measures, and I'm sure our own MARTA system is going to take a close look at this decision. What I find particularly interesting is their policy that employees can do their training in a sleep center or at home. There's actually been a big debate in medicine for a while now about whether home-based sleep testing is really accurate enough.
I imagine getting tested overnight in a sleep lab is, well, a bit more expensive.
It's much more expensive, and doctors who do this kind of testing have been getting pressure from some insurance companies who insist on trying a home test first.
Now, can you get all of the same information with a kit, though, you wear in your own bedroom?
No, you can't. Practically speaking, the home-based testing does measure far less. They can't clearly show your sleep stages because they're not measuring your brain waves. They can't help your doctor diagnose sleep movement disorders as much because they don't pick up on muscle activity in your legs. But they can pretty easily measure your oxygen level, airflow, your chest and stomach moving in and out as you breathe, and your heart rhythm.
So that's going to lead to some missed diagnoses, right? I mean, your doctor has less data to work with.
It does lead to misses of some of the more rare diagnoses, theoretically, but by far the biggest problem is sleep apnea. And the pressing question is whether it's really good enough to diagnose all the cases of sleep apnea.
Now, I know that we've discussed sleep apnea before on the segment, but remind us briefly of what the problem is.
The most common type of sleep apnea starts as we get into middle age and add on more weight. Not all of that weight goes to your belt line or your thighs. It also goes into your neck and throat. Your upper airway closes off as you're sleeping, creating snoring sounds, but more importantly, it's blocking good, consistent airflow to your lungs. You're going to get enough oxygen to survive the night, but your body isn't getting enough oxygen to stay healthy. Your brain is affected, it becomes foggy, and your lungs are affected. If it goes on long enough, your lungs actually lose some small blood vessels, which means your heart has a harder time pumping blood through the lungs. So then your heart starts having trouble too. It's a cascade. But it's not only a problem for bus and subway operators, it's also going to be a problem actually for probably quite a lot of people driving the perimeter this morning.
The numbers are that bad, huh?
Well, 1 in 4 adults between the ages of 30 to 70 have sleep apnea, and many people don't know it. They aren't treated. It also becomes a danger to everyone else when they get behind a wheel. The good news, though, is that these New York City transit officials, they're right on the money by providing the home sleep testing as an option for their drivers. As luck would have it, a very high-quality study also came out this week where doctors got only the kind of information that they would see from a home sleep study or the more elaborate sleep lab data. And actually, their decisions weren't different in any important way. They could diagnose and manage sleep apnea just fine with less data.
I guess that's a win all around. I mean, it's easier and more convenient for people to sleep at home rather than a clinic. And perhaps the doctors can save some time, too.
The data supports it. Some insurers aren't properly covering the costs of home testing, and we've got to work that out to make it viable in all cases. But everyone stands to benefit from making home sleep testing easily available.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. Might be interesting to hear what MARTA says about it.